this particle of succinct mind itself is Buddha. In this particle, he is giving us instruction of what is our practice, what is a transmitted way of practice from Buddha to us. Mind itself is Buddha. It looks like a kind of statement, but as you have seen already, it is not a statement at all for him and for us too, if we understand what he meant with it. So, forgetting all about what he said in Shobo Gendo, I want to give you the idea of our practice. What is our practice? In his statement, he says, mind is Buddha. Itself is Buddha. And it is Buddha. And Buddha is Buddha. Mind and itself and it. Buddha is same thing. It is another name of our practice. Usually, if we say mind itself is Buddha, it means whatever we think or whatever we do, that is our practice. But we have already seen that is not true understanding. That is just intellectual, materialistic, and mechanical understanding of our practice. Our practice is a living being. It has lived for 3,000 years, not only during from Buddha to us, but also before Buddha and after we are ourselves, because it is being self. So that is why it is Buddha. That what is Buddha. Mind, by mind, he does not mean as our mental function. Our mind, which is supposed to have mental function. By mind he means in which many things exist, and each existence exists as one of many. That is what he meant by mind. Itself means things itself. Things itself is not just we understand or just we see, observe. Or some image you have in your mind. It is something before we observe it. And which exists for forever, and which has existed from endless beginning, endless beginning. This kind of mind, this kind of things is things itself. So itself is, and being is it. Being is Buddha. The Buddha is Buddha, of course. But if you say Buddha, you have some fancy, you know, extra fancy idea about Buddha. So Dogen Zen says, Buddha is Buddha. That's all. This is so-called, after all, non-attachment. So sometimes we call this our way is way of nothingness. Way of nothingness means way of non-attachment. So actually, this is practice itself. Without practice, we cannot have actual understanding of mind itself is Buddha. Here is some precise topics. In other difference to our understanding of the way. We have studied already group reflection and model subject number 29. There is story about deity and sammak. Attention, a monk asked Daisy when the great thousand universe and when the great thousand universe all together and Atari perishes in the Kalpa fire. Is it doubtful what will happen? Does the self perish or does it not perish? Daisy replied, it perishes. The monk said, if so, following the universe, will it perish? Daisy said, it will follow on and perish. This is the subject. And later, someone asked the same Zen master, I heard you say it. Self will perish when this earth perishes. Is it true or not? Does it perish? He asked. He answered, it doesn't. He said. So the man who asked him was very right, because he said the self does not perish even though a great universe perishes in conflagration, carpet fire. But sometimes they say perish, we say perish, and sometimes we say do not perish. For someone who thinks it will perish, we will say it wouldn't. For someone who thinks it wouldn't perish, we say it will. Because he thinks, you know, in intellectual realm, whether this whether our essence of mind or our true self will vanish or not. This is the cause of the trouble. When we become attached to what we see, or what we think, there is a problem. Without knowing, what we see or what we think is just in terms of thinking or word or name. It is just name. Great universe or something. Or karpa fire, it is, they are not originally different. It is, there are the many names for one true existence. Without self, there is no karpa fire. Without us, there is no universe. Without man, there is no us. So, originally, it is, they are one of the many. We say many, but even many does not exist in that way. Many is also some tentative conception of idea of our mind. It is just conception, many. But actually, there is nothing. What actually exists is something. Something exists. Not, no particular thing does not exist. Everything is just a name of one unknown being. So you may say it will perish. That is all right. Originally, it does not exist. You say you are self nature, but you understand that is just you understand. So it doesn't actually exist. So before he say it perishes, it perishes. It doesn't exist. So it's all right, even though we say it perishes. But it does not mean vacuity. Something exists, actually. Something unknown, something which has no name, or no form, or no color, exists. So it will not perish. This is right. So in this way, we attain non-attachment by repeating this kind of mental training. We understand in each instance what we mean by those words. And our practice takes place in the realm of true activity, not just a partial activity of thinking or doing something tentatively. Without, using using all of your energy, without concentration, then in this way you cannot have true experience of reality. So, what is transmitted way? The answer is to practice or to lead our way, to live and to live in this world with people, with all the existence. As long as this universe exists, this is our transmitted way. So we say our teaching exhausts all the means of attaining it. All the living beings should exhaust themselves in this practice. And actually, whether they are aware of it or not, they are exhausting their life to this practice. But when you consciously do it, that is our pleasure. But when you are not conscious of it, it is just our life is just dream. And if you try to get out of it, as I said last night, you will be drowned. Or you will have more trouble, because you try to escape from it. It is like a butterfly, which is caught by cobwebs. The more it struggles, the more it will be stuck to the cobweb. You will have more entanglement in your life as a butterfly, which is called in cobweb. But if it keeps still, accepting the circumstances, the circumstances under which it is put, then there may be some chance to get out of it. Spider may think, oh, some leaf. Oh, this is some leaf. Not good. Maybe stay behind the tree. Then a butterfly may be safe. But if you try to get out of it, you will struggle more. And if the butterfly knows the scheme of the cobweb, they can enjoy it. It is like a hammock. We should be wiser. Wise enough to know how everything is, and how everything works, and how we should be. This is our practice. Then everything will help you. But if you have no right understanding of your life, you will just struggle. You will struggle just to exhaust yourself. And this is our practice. So in our practice, it is necessary to put ourselves in right situation and to put to arrange your surroundings in right order. This is maybe what the Reverend Katayini was talking about this morning. This is very, very important point. I said to arrange, but it is not even to arrange. Things determine itself by necessity. There is some reason when something exists in this world. So by necessity, things exist in this world. So according to the necessity or to ignore the reason why things exist is to make useless struggle. Things are going in the current of dynamic change. This dynamic change sometimes may be our plan. We make some plan of our life according to this dynamic change of the reality. Even you have a beautiful, fancy plan of your life, if it doesn't accord with the dynamic change of universe, it is just painted plan, paper plan. So, if I say so, our plan, there is no pleasure of creating things, but creative effort is there. Actual practice is, because actual practice is both creative and what should I say? The things are on my hand expressive. When it is expressive, it is creative. It is, everything is free because everything is center of the world. It doesn't exist in its true sense as one of many. One is many at the same time. When we realize this, to express itself or to create itself is to give yourself in your full function. That is creativity. And it does not bound by some other things. And it does not caused by your past experience. It is quite a new event to you. It is one side of the reality, or one side of our practice. On the other hand, it mistakes in the real world, dynamic change. So in the dynamic change, there is no idea of time even or space even. So it looks like things going under some regulation. It looks like that because of your idea of time and idea of space. But what is idea of space? What is idea of time? Idea of time or space is the just a shadow of dynamic change of reality. So here you have creativity and I don't know what to say. Please find out appropriate word. Creativity and not formality. Causality. 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 When we say causality, it looks like, you have a kind of view of life, like determinism. You believe in your faith before you are born. But that kind of view of life based on mechanical, material, a poor, miserable understanding of life. Actually, such thing does not exist. There's no reason why we should be chained, we should be bound by such an illusion of time. Time is time of space. Space is space of time. There's no, time only. When we say time, space follows. So some adjective is necessary. So it's better to say time of space. Flag of Japan. Time-like space, or space-like time, is more appropriate. And time-like space, or space-like time, is nothing but the dynamic change of our world. Or dynamic determination of all existence. Without nothing to determine, who determines? It is automatic change of things. Our practice is based on this kind of understanding. So we do not find any restriction in our practice, even though we are just observing some formality, but actually it is not so. People, ignoring the rules of things, or ignoring try to ignore the causality or old-fashioned way of life, but no development, no life exists without their former life, because you have former life, you have this life. Because you have parents, you are here. You cannot ignore your former type of life. So development takes place your life is just I forgot the most important part. I think you must have understood it. Doesn't come out. this is how people, you know, suffer. Anyway, you have understood before I say something. It is very discouraging. But anyway, if you do it with sincerity, if you devote yourself through and through what you are doing, there is the way. So thinking should follow our activity. So practice is first, thinking is next. Enlightenment is maybe third. Or before practice. So this, in this way, we will go round and round and round. Practice, teaching, enlightenment, where does it go? Practice. Because you have attained enlightenment, you practice. You practice, so you have teachings. And the teaching will lead you enlightenment. And practice. And teaching, enlightenment, go down and down and down. You cannot say which is first. It is the same thing, which is first, egg or hen. It is simultaneous action. This is, we say, Gyoji Dokan. Actually, there is no teacher or no student. When I am talking, you understand more than I say. So you are a teacher. Which is a teacher? I don't know. But to me, you are a student. to you, I may be boy disciple, boy teacher. Who will be a great father teacher someday. So we don't know which is teacher. Which is your father? We don't know. So we say ego and then. Ego is intercourse or interrelationship. Countless relationship between the relationship we have is very, very complicated. Here you are still. To me, you are still. To your wife, you are husband. To your boy, you are father. And there may be many and many relationships, actually. So we say, Dogen Zenji says, I be and being over I be and being. So our practice looks like very simple, but the more you attentive to our practice, the more you will find out the true meaning, depth of our practice. So, in the Dharma formality, there are great creativity. It looks like quite simple, but it is not actually so. Being and I be is, if you take it in bad sense, it is, you know, entanglement of your life. But if you understand it, it will encourage your creativity. It will encourage your freedom. Even. It means you have various ways to go. It does not mean because you have idea of self, you know, it is entanglement. But if you have no idea of self and follow the entanglement, accept the entanglement just as relationship between many things, and you are one of the many. If you have this kind of understanding, you have innumerable way of life. On this moment, this is the transmitted way from Buddha to us, and this is in this way actually for since human being appeared in this world, we have lived in this way. And this is fundamental understanding of our practice. we have some 5 or 6 minutes more. So let's take 10 minutes rest.